Picture Perfect is made possible through support of Joseph Rice and Rice Insurance Agency, protecting businesses, autos, and homes for over 53 years. More information is available at riceagency.com. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, it's a mythological mashup. Films inspired by classical myths this week. Let's begin with Helen of Troy from 1956, inspired by the events recounted in Homer's The Iliad. Like the more recent film, Troy, this version glosses over the participation of the gods. The making of director Robert Wise's big screen spectacle was plagued with difficulties. Reportedly, three people were killed during the making of the film, including a cameraman who fell from a great height. Extras were injured by a runaway chariot, the foreign leads spoke uninflected English and had to be dubbed in post-production, and 80% of the 2-acre recreation of Troy was burned to the ground by a cigarette. It was Brigitte Bardot's first film made outside of France. Rosanna Podesta was Helen. Max Steiner provided the lush romantic score. Here are selections from Helen of Troy. Thank you. Music from the 1956 film Helen of Troy. The composer was Max Steiner. The Westminster Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Kenneth Alwyn. We turn next to Clash of the Titans, not the recent 2010 CGI fest, but the real one, with special effects by legendary stop-motion artist Ray Harryhausen. The film was released in 1981. It featured an impressive cast, with Sir Laurence Olivier as Zeus, and fellow Olympians Claire Bloom, Maggie Smith, Sean Phillips, and Ursula Andress. Burgess Meredith was among the mortals, Flora Robeson turns up in one scene as a witch, and Perseus was played by newcomer Harry Hamlin, soon to find fame on television's L.A. Law. Lawrence Rosenthal wrote the music. Here are selections from Clash of the Titans. Music from the 1981 film Clash of the Titans. The score was by Lawrence Rosenthal. Clash of the Titans was the final film to feature special effects by Ray Harryhausen. Despite flashes of his inimitable brilliance, in sequences like the one involving Medusa and the creation of something of a cultural icon in the Kraken, the effects may have seemed somewhat old-fashioned in the wake of Star Wars and Superman. Though a sequel, Force of the Trojans, was pitched to MGM, it was not to materialize. Harryhausen died in 2013 at the age of 92. We'll have music from one of the all-time classic Harryhausen films in just a few minutes. It's a mythological mashup this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Well, we can't have a program of this kind without at least a nod to the peplum genre. Films, usually produced in Italy, featuring mythological strongmen. Here, from 1983, is one of dozens of Hercules films. This one starred Lou Ferrigno, television's The Incredible Hulk. The music was by Pino Donaggio.
Thank you.
Music from the 1983 film Hercules, not to be confused with the Disney animated musical. In this one, Lou Ferrigno rescues a princess and fights stop-motion robots. The music was by Pino Donaggio, by then recognized for his collaborations with director Brian De Palma, for whom he scored Carrie, Dressed to Kill, and Blowout, among others. Finally this week, the ultimate Ray Harryhausen mythological creation, Jason and the Argonauts, from 1963. This is the one that features the climactic battle with the skeleton army. The music, by Bernard Herrmann, brilliantly suits the visuals. Here's a great re-recording of the score on the Entrada label. It features the Sinfonia of London, conducted by Bruce Broughton. Music from Jason and the Argonauts. Music from the 1963 film Jason and the Argonauts. The composer was Bernard Herrmann. We've heard a very fine re-recording on the Entrada label with the Sinfonia of London conducted by Bruce Broughton. And with that music from Jason and the Argonauts, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour of films inspired by classical mythology. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network.